Wait a minute, I need to reopen our administrative meeting, correct? All right. Good morning, everyone. This is Commissioner Brian Calkin meeting for the administrative portion of our special meeting on Thursday, August 14th, approximately 9:25. We have no items on consent, so there'll be none of those. Discussion items, we have none listed, but I would ask my colleagues, because usually one of you has something to add for discussion.
I do. I wanted to hear from Commissioner Christman kind of a summary of the meeting with the Senator Hovind's meeting with the CP Rail folks in Minot, which I was unable to attend, and I think you were unable to attend as well, Brian. So
we were doing the call before you dig on August 11th, which is 8-1-1 day.
You know, I didn't put the 8-1-1 together until you just said that. That's very clever. I like that. It never occurred to me. Should have hit that one home more.
The meeting up in Minot at the Extension Service Outlet with CP Rail was very interesting. Mr. Harrison from CP Rail is a very powerful character. It was fun watching him in action, because he knew he was coming in there and there were going to be a lot of arrows flying his way. And so that was interesting, and he was very forthright. I don't recall the numbers exactly. I think it's around 20,000 cars that they show as being late, and he really kind of takes offense to that comparison to BN's being around, I think around 1,000. They have a completely different billing system, where you can actually order all the cars you want and then just cancel them later, and you lose nothing. And so he said he feels that a lot of grain shippers are ordering far more cars than what they need in order to look like they have the worst crisis of anybody and get the cars they want, and then they'll just cancel the rest.
Did he talk about changing that system so he and everybody else can have a more clear picture of what the needs really are?
He did, and acknowledged that there are advantages and disadvantages to doing that, but committed that they are going to do that because this is not working out so well for them. There were a room full of grain shippers there who took exception to his characterizing this as a huge over-order. Mm-hmm. They acknowledge there may be instances of that, but there's clear disagreement over whether this is much closer to BN's numbers or much closer to the, 20,000 cars that show up as being late. They kept emphasizing that there is a need for many, many of those cars that is a legitimate need and a lot of grain sitting out there. And I think we know that from talking with the grain dealers that we license here, that they're having big problems, and talking to egg producers that contact us that can't get their grain into an elevator and their bins at home are full and the combines are sitting on the end of the field ready to go with a big crop that's coming in the next few days. And so they are very committed, I think, to trying to get this ironed out. I am still a little bit frustrated with the lack of clarity compared to BN. And of course, BN hasn't really proven that they're going to get it done either, but they seem to be more clear on their plan of how they intend to get it done. Where with CP, it really just seems to be kind of more of a commitment to we'll do our best.
Yeah.
And
so they didn't outline, like BN said, we're going to have, 200 cars a day until this is done. And they basically, and you can see in their numbers, they're, delivering on some of that promise in the last 2 weeks.
He committed to making strong efforts. There's going to be kind of a little working group headed by him and another gentleman from CP that was there, and the new executive secretary or executive president of the grain growers, of the grain dealers. And so they're going to be working on coordinating. One thing that I did find pleasing in his statements. You know, the almost gets to be two different issues, one with the unit trains and one with the small shippers. Yeah. And he's very focused on making sure those small shippers aren't left in the dust, that they, you know, he does not want them to just focus on, you know, the handful of real big shippers that are out there, and we'll get you unit trains and we'll put a big dent in this backup of grain in the system, but leaving these people that just need a handful of cars in the to get lost.
The CP guy or Stu?
The CP guy, Mr. Okay. Harrison. So, you know, he gave personal commitments to some of the small grain dealers that were there. So, you know, I certainly appreciate that, at the same time as I voiced my frustration with maybe the lack of clarity and how they intend to get this done. So I do think the senator's staff is really focused in on this and working with Stu Letcher and his grain dealers. Mm-hmm. And the fact that our harvest has been held off here some by the fact that the seeding was late and the weather has been cooler than normal, at least until now, you know, has held harvest back a little bit. And so, you know, maybe there's still hope that we can make enough of a dent in this that this year's crop can come off without a lot of problems.
Cool. Thanks, Randy. Just to add to the discussion, I was in Rugby that day and stopped by the Rugby Farmers Elevator, which is a elevator served by unit trains, and they're completely caught up, have no storage filled right now. So he was feeling quite optimistic moving forward and actually showed me the ordering system online that they use with BNSF, which was really interesting to see how they actually every day get, you know, order their cars and secure them and the different, you know, commitments they can make. And yeah, it's worth doing at an elevator if you haven't seen that system before. So, okay.
All right, fair enough. I did actually have one thing I wanted to ask the two of you real quick. Stacy and I have been talking a lot about CenturyLink seems to have an inordinate amount of complaints coming in. And so what I was wondered if the meeting August 20th, we could either have Stacy down just to give us a quick update for discussion, or we could schedule a longer period of time. So I don't know. I'm fine with just putting on discussion for next week on the 20th, and if we need more time doing it then. But I wanted to ask the two of you if that's okay.
Well, I was, you know, based on that, is this somewhat the complaint that was submitted yesterday, the email too?
Just a lot of complaints. It's like 30 complaints for them in the same period where we've got typically like one or two from the other telcos.
Yeah.
So just a spike and just
well,
to
I
talk.
I was along the same lines on CenturyLink, concerned about the letter we received yesterday talking about their unwillingness to actually provide service to some customers. And I wanted to better understand how they're allowed to do that.
Well, maybe we should just schedule a work session on that then.
Yeah.
Okay. That's too long for discussion. Okay. Just add that.
And then I got Patrick. Maybe bring in CenturyLink.
Absolutely.
I mean, I was thinking that yesterday. Do we need to just bring them in?
Well, what I was thinking is that, but maybe first just have our own staff discussion so the three of us can know what we can and can't do before we get the company in here. But then give a warning order to the company that this is probably coming. So, okay. Anything for discussion, Randy?
No.
Okay, let's get into scheduling. Work session Highland Crude. I see Julie and Julie are ready to go here. So
we have all the late filed exhibits now. Right?
With the exception of the noise study, still has not been received.
All right. Well, let's urge them to get it by the time we have our work session so we can get this thing rolling.
I think Brian's been in contact with their attorney.
Different Brian.
Oh, excuse me, Brian Schmidt. Sorry.
Okay. So do we know what Brian's availability is?
I did get some preferred dates from them, Brian and Brian Schmidt and Mitch Armstrong, September 5th, 9th, 11th, 25th, and 29th.
One more time, 5.
The 5th, the 9th, the 11th, the 25th, or the 29th would be the preferred dates.
Okay. I like the 5th.
Let's see here. Yeah, that's open for me in the morning.
Yeah.
Ready?
Fifth of September. Yep. Fine.
Maybe. Can we do that in the morning?
Like 9 o'clock.
Nine.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. That was easy enough, huh? Okay. Now reschedule August directors meeting. I just, well, I guess Randy put it on, but the next Monday I was planning on going up to Minn Kota Power is going to do their dedication of that 345K lit V line. So I didn't know if the two of you were going to go up there or not.
Planning to, yeah.
Okay, Randy, you going up too?
I probably will. So okay, we better
better notice that.
Notice that.
I've got the flyer in my office, Esther, but 3:30 Prairie Rose Substation up there. So therefore, we'll definitely need to reschedule the directors' meeting. Daryl, do we have anything we need to talk about, particularly in August, for directors?
I have nothing on the schedule at this point. So.
Okay. Julie, you said always want to do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. That's fine. Well, let's get on the road here. So that would have been the 18th. The 19th, we're tied up with EPA stuff. The 20th, we've got a full commission day. 21st is booked. 22nd's no good. 25th at 9 or 10, I'm open.
Yep, me too.
In the morning, you said?
Yep, at 9 or 10.
Probably like 10, if possible.
10, okay. Randy, 10 o'clock on the 25th?
Yep.
Okay, Esther, Darrell, you got that?
Got it.
First day of school.
First day of school. Fair enough. And this one is the next one, Headwaters Resources presentation. In my world out there talking to pipeline people, this company Headwaters claims they've got the latest and greatest in ways to do pipeline safety monitoring and fixing and just a new technologies. So come on in, I said. So
great.
If that's something that two of you'd be interested in, we could schedule that. And they said the 25th or 26th or 27th. Quite honestly, 26th and 27th, I'm pretty open. 27th is better.
I'm tied up both those days, actually, out of the office.
Okay.
But I would be able to do it the 25th after that 10. I mean, if we went straight to 10.
Works for me.
All right, let me do this. Let me say 10 a.m. on the 25th. But then could I also then give them an alternate date of September 5th? What did we just do it there on September 5th?
9 a.m. We did a 9 a.m. work session for Highland.
Could we do September 5th at 10 a.m.?
Maybe say that 10:30 just to be safe.
That's fine, 10:30.
Not sure how long that work session will take.
You know, let's just do that. That's better because they asked for... They said the 25th they couldn't be here till the afternoon, so I'll just give them September 5th at 10:30, and that way that's taken care of, and they'll adjust their schedule. They said. Okay, so just one, Esther. September 5th at 10:30. Double check, and Randy, that's okay.
Yep.
Julie, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the next one I just added on a work session. MDU Menards. You know, I don't. Where'd our attorney go? Who volunteers? Julie, volunteer. Not to be an attorney. Julie Prescott, can you just see if Alana's in here? I always got to double check something. It's better not to let Pandora out of the box unless it's okay. Quick question for our general counsel. Is it okay if I express my thoughts on a case in a special meeting on the work session? I'd like to tell my colleagues, say, listen, here's where I'm at this. Do you guys want a work session on it? Or since it's a special meeting, we can just schedule.
Well, I think if just scheduling was what's on the agenda, it's probably best to just schedule.
That's what I figured, but I was double checking.
Sorry,
Nope, that's
well,
okay.
I had nothing to do with the scheduling.
I thought it might be appropriate to, Julius, your portfolio, but if the three of us wanted to talk before we vote on the MDU Menards, I'm certainly open to it. I think it might be best.
I think we've got a draft order ready. We'll have here. Go ahead, Jerry.
I asked Ryan.
Is it on, turned on?
Yeah.
Okay.
I asked Ryan about something this week, and he says he can't get it that quick. And so we're looking into next week at least, I think. He was busy next week, too.
How about this? Can we put for discussion on our September 20th meeting on this topic, MDU August, Menards?
August 20th.
August 20th, yeah. So that'll get my point. I just want to let my colleagues know, and then I'll let Julie decide if you want a work session or not.
All right.
So that way...
On admin. Then.
Put it on admin so it's there so we can then discuss it. Let's just do that, and then you can give us a full update of where we're at, and I think that'll accomplish the same goal, since we're not going to be voting on August 20th, I'm guessing.
It's looking that way.
Okay. So let's just... Is that okay with you, Julie? Randy, that all right with
yes,
you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Then the last one, what did we just say? Oh, CenturyLink update. I'm guessing we would need Stacy to tell us what's going on. And Patrick, could you give us... Then we can really talk in detail about what we can and can't do process-wise for our jurisdiction on CenturyLink, per se. So we could probably do that as quick as our schedules allow, I'm guessing.
Tell you what I know from
yeah,
the past.
Yeah, absolutely. So would that be something that we could do next Wednesday, squeeze in there? That can't be too long a discussion, I wouldn't think. We've got that. I think it's late. We could do it at 3 o'clock next Wednesday, if you right after that other work session. I don't know what you're...
Yeah,
what you're,
that would work.
Would that work for you, Randy? The 20th at 3, so we would just roll from...
Are you confident that that'll only be a one-hour discussion?
No.
It's just staff, so we can... Probably, you know, throw the times if it goes a little longer.
Well, could we just, not, is 3:30 okay just to give us some time? That's sure. Fine by me. 3:30 better, Randy? That's a good point. Okay, how about 3:30 on the 20th? And basically, Stacy, if you want to give us the stuff ahead of time to look through, that's cool. And okay, I think that was it. I have nothing else to schedule. Did I miss anything? Daryl?
No, I think you've got it all.
Julie?
Nope.
Randy, Esther, Jerry, do you want to schedule anything?
No, but I could talk about something.
No, you can't. It's a special meeting. All right. We'll go ahead and close the administrative portion of the special meeting. Thank you.